I'm really happy that our students from the Carnegie Museum of Natural History teen program are here, that they were able to make it in to join us today. It's tough. It's cold outside this morning, and there's a lot of hustle and bustle, especially here at the Children's Museum. The Carnegie Museum of Natural History teen program has actually given students the opportunity to learn about the world and also to do some focused activities that have resulted in installations. And I think what I'd like to do first is to turn to you, Angela, just if you can kind of give us a sense of what these kids have done and where the program stands these days.
Absolutely. My name's Angela Scardina. I'm the Youth Programs Manager at Carnegie Museum of Natural History, and I have teens here representing two programs, two youth programs that we have with the museum. Sonia's here from our ROLL program, and ROLL is acronym standing for Revealing Our Local Landscape. That's a program that partners with a couple of other organizations around Pittsburgh, one being the YWCA of Homewood, Greater Pittsburgh. We also partner with the Literary Arts Boom, a literacy agency in Garfield, and also in collaboration with the Warhol Museum. And that program involves basically exploring biodiversity in our local area, so species that exist in our local landscape, hence the title. And we also have a creative visual arts component that comes from the Warhol, and a literary arts component from the Literary Arts Boom. So teens are writing about what they see, they're creating visual interpretations about what they find and what they see, and they'll be creating an installation in the Homewood Coliseum coming up next week. The three other teens that I have here, Tanisha, Odyssey, and EJ, represent the EnergyNet program, and that's a program in partnership with the University of Pittsburgh, the Department of Geology and Planetary Sciences. Teens are investigating issues around energy and the environment, and working on interpreting what they discover in also in creative ways. And they're opening an exhibit today at the museum, and that opens at 1 o'clock today. And that exhibit is all about water management in our urban area, and they can talk a little bit more about that.
Well, that's exciting. Let's talk about that in a moment. But before we do, give you a chance to catch your breath and talk with Sonia Morell, and tell me what the ROLL program is. This is the second of the two projects. Does it also have an opening taking place soon?
Yeah, our ROLL program is going to be opening at the Homewood Coliseum on Saturday the 14th, and we will be presenting information about our local landscape, as the name says, information on local species like the trees around us and creek diversity, biodiversity, basically, in general. We've worked
critters and small critters.
Right. Everything from, you know, what's in the creek to what's in the sky to everything. And we've worked really hard, and we have been building an exhibit with a number of poems in it, as well as information on these different species.
Who else is in your group?
We have, I think...
There's several girls from the Westinghouse High School, and there's also a girl from Shadyside Academy. So it's a small group of girls, but they're a little powerhouse of creative and critical thinking about what's around them.
There's about 9 of us.
And why do you think biodiversity matters?
I think it's really important to just everyone's life, because it's a critical part of keeping a healthy community and informing people about what's happening around them.
Now, also, you heard that there is a second program, and this opens today. Big opening today, and we have two students from University Prep at Pittsburgh, Malines, and also a student from Central Catholic. Now, I know Principal Hardy, so I'll report back. Actually, I won't report back, but how are you guys? It's nice to have you here. Can you introduce yourselves?
I'm Tanisha Proctor.
And Tanisha, you're in ninth grade?
Yes.
And where do you live? What community do you live in?
The Hill District.
And your name?
I'm Odyssey Bell. And I live in the Hill District.
In the Hill as well, and you're in ninth?
Yes.
And then we have a junior from Central Catholic. Your name is?
I'm Edward Gruber. I'm a junior at Central Catholic. I live in Greenfield.
What's nice to have the three of you here. Who can tell me a little bit about this project, which, from what I understand, looks at aquifers as well as energy? Is that right? You're looking at groundwater and energy, both?
Yeah, we're looking at how water is managed around our urban area, so particularly looking at Pittsburgh and all of the issues that we deal with regarding water, so flooding, pollution, and the teens worked really hard exploring all these issues and creating some ways to talk to our museum visitors about it.
How what will museum exhibitors be able to do when they see your exhibit? How will they learn about this issue?
Well, we've created an example map of a basic city in which they take blocks and build a city and construct it with rain gardens, green roofs, and rain barrels, which will then they'll be given money and cards that'll show them how much water each thing they've exhibited in the map, you know, the basic city will save and how much money it would cost to build those things in a real-life city.
So it's kind of like a game. They'll be given money and they can allocate the money and see what the economic impact is, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? What a good idea. Odyssey, did you, Tanisha, did anything, I guess I'm curious what you learned by doing this that surprised you as you began to investigate this. Does anything come to mind at all?
We learned about a 4-mile watershed. And it involves like how water leads to the Monongahela River, and how it goes through different communities in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, the thing about watersheds to me that is fascinating is how big they are. And did you get a sense of how big any of our watersheds are? I mean, they're huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did you take away, Tanisha?
That
if anything comes to mind, I mean, there's no right or wrong answer. I'm just curious. Do you think at all? I mean, we talk about Pittsburgh having three rivers all the time, but we don't always think about the rivers. I mean, did it give you any additional appreciation for that?
Yeah, about how they.
That's okay. And if anybody wants to jump in, feel free. I mean, I think the size of the aquifer is kind of amazing when you look at it. And also how things that happen underground affect the environment and how energy affects the environment, too.
Yeah, and the teens also looked at, basically what's going into the water. So the stuff that's going into it. So pollution is an aspect that they're looking at and how that pollution is managed. So we visited a couple places this fall and also in the summer. The fall kind of piggybacked off of what they learned over the summer. In the summer we went to places like Alcosan, the PWSA, so they saw how water is treated and filtered before it comes into our drinking water system, and also how the water that we put out into the sewage is filtered again so it can be put back into the rivers, where we went to Alcosan and saw that. And recently they visited Alcoa and saw how water is treated.
Wow.
So again, it can be recycled and I think Alcoa had more of a sustainable management system.
So sustainable means just a way to, is it more cost effective or more energy efficient?
EJ, you want to jump in on that?
It's more about taking water and, you know, reusing it. Well, taking water that's not being used and using it for something productive and efficient.
I see. Well, it sounds like this exhibit's going to be a lot of fun. Will you all be there today at the exhibit?
Yes.
Okay. And Sonia, when does your exhibit open? Is that also opening up today?
Our exhibit will open next weekend, Saturday the 14th, at the Homewood Coliseum. And I believe the time's
at 1?
It will open from 1 to 3.
Great. So here is a case where you have a world-class museum, and Carnegie Museum of Natural History, and an exhibit at the museum itself that opens from the project you just heard Tanisha, Odyssey, and EJ talking about, and then a nice program that ends up being an outreach of sorts at Homewood Coliseum, bringing the museum out of its confines. I hate to even say confines because the Museum of Natural History and Museum of Art do a lot to get out into the community. Is there anything else anyone would like to say? It sounds like you've done really a great job.
Well, EJ talked a little bit about the city map that they created. There's also another component, another activity that's part of the exhibit that maybe the girls could talk about a little bit more.
And what's that?
It's a topographic model of the 4 Mile watershed. And you could there's little candies that you could pour to see like where the water falls down to. And that's about it.
That's neat. So what's a topographic? How's that different from a regular map?
Like it shows more of its like hills and valleys and stuff.
Okay, so for Pittsburgh, that's going to be pretty interesting. And is there anything you'd like to add about it, Tanisha? No? Okay, well, that sounds like a neat thing. So you have a map that you can look at and learn from, and the economic simulation that you heard EJ talking about. And then you can learn about biodiversity in urban areas at the Homewood Coliseum, all from the Carnegie Museum of Natural History's teen program. How can folks get more information if teens want to get involved? Is there a best way to approach it?
Sure. The best way is to go onto the website, carnegiemnh.org. So that's Carnegie Museum of Natural History. And on the main page, there's a link to the left that it just says volunteers. You can click on the volunteer, on the word volunteer, and that will open up a page that gives you information about volunteering. And basically, volunteering is the way to start if a teenager wants to get involved in the programs. And from the volunteer office, they can get in contact with me, Angela, and then go from there, basically. And we have several programs that teens can get involved with, the EnergyNet program, the ROLL program that focuses on biodiversity, and we also have our teen docents.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you all for being here today, especially amidst the hustle and bustle. Is there anything else anybody would like to say? Well, thank you. And you can learn more by going to Carnegie Museum of Natural History's website. In a little while, we're going to talk with Hill.